Jazz 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming medical care for minors, even if their parents are okay with it.
Under the Idaho law, doctors who provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-affirming care to people under 18 could get up to 10 years in prison. Liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote the Supreme Court shouldn't have gotten involved. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch disagreed, calling the lower court's decision they reversed overly broad.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The Federal Bureau of Prisons announced it will close FCI Dublin in California, despite attempts to reform the prison after revelations of rampant staff-on-inmate sex abuse. FCI Dublin is known as the Rape Club. ABC News got its hands on a letter the White House sent to House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, declining the invitation of Comer for the president to testify before that committee. This is ABC News. At the port of Baltimore, divers found the body of another of the six pothole crew workers killed when the bridge was destroyed by a powerless, out-of-control container ship. Separately, federal authorities are now conducting a criminal investigation of the episode.
Amid the wreckage of the bridge collapse, FBI agents boarded the dolly to conduct what a Justice Department spokesman calls a court-approved search. Sources say the investigation will probe whether the crew of the container ship knew something might have been wrong when they left port. Six construction workers were killed when the out-of-control vessel struck one of the pillars holding up the bridge.
ABC Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The Chicago Cubs announced the death of left-handed pitcher Ken Holtzman, the winningest Jewish pitcher in baseball, had more wins than Sandy Koufax. He fired two no-hitters with the Cubs before becoming part of the dominant Oakland A's, who won three straight World Series in the 70s. Ken Holtzman was 78 years old when he passed away. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone. What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burns.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burns.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. Just and not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky to take us through the overnight as lows bottom out in the lower 40s. We'll have a light east breeze. On Tuesday, we'll see more clouds, upper 50s for highs, east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, some showers in the late afternoon, showers and storms Tuesday night. Right now, it's 51.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. More updates on the Trump trial. The five key points that the prosecution is going to make basically are the Stormy Daniels allegation, the Karen McDougal allegation, number two. Number three, the doorman's claim. Now, this is a story that most people have not heard. A former doorman at the Trump Tower property who was, you know, the doorman, right, claimed that he knew that some years ago Trump had fathered a child out of wedlock, and he knew who the mother was. And he took this claim to David Pecker and said, you know, he wanted to see a story in the National Enquirer about it. David Pecker paid him $30,000 and killed the story. So this is the third catch-and-kill story. The number four, the longtime agreement among Trump, Cohen, and Pecker to catch these stories that might be negative for Trump and bury them. And number five, of course, the Access Hollywood tape. So we'll see. It could take a day. They've got 6,000 prospective jurors lined up. There are 500 of them right now in New York City, and they're bringing them before the court and, you know, in batches. And the judge, you know, he'll get a big batch of people, and he says, does anybody feel like, you know, Donald Trump is the guy who's on trial here. Does anybody feel like they can't be impartial? And, you know, a number of people will raise their hands. I love him. I hate him. Whatever. And they just get to leave. Their jury duty obligation is fulfilled. So we'll see how long it takes. I'm guessing it's not going to take the week or 2 weeks that everybody is thinking, but the fact of the matter is that each side has a certain number of jurors that they can basically strike for any reason. You know, they may strike them for things like, you know, race or what they think is political bias. They can't say that out loud, but that does happen a lot. So we'll see where that goes. Trump, the prosecutors this morning, I mentioned earlier that we have more detail on this now. I mentioned earlier that the prosecutors wanted Trump to be held in contempt of court for going after Judge Mershon's daughter this last weekend on Truth Social. They are asking for him to be fined $3,000 for violating the gag order, and they're asking the judge to commit to putting Trump in jail the next time he violates the gag order. Now, this is calling Trump's bluff in a big, big way. The judge has not ruled on this yet, at least to the best of my knowledge. So, in fact, they're dealing with the jurors right now. And in that process, as they're dealing with the jurors, apparently Trump was up all night, you know, rage tweeting on Truth Social. He's panicked. He's looking at each one of these charges has jail time associated with them. And he's got 34 charges. I mean, he could be looking at the rest of his life in prison. Now, the practical reality is that that's unlikely. The practical reality is that if he's convicted, in all probability, he would get, you know, home confinement and a substantial fine, because we just tend not to send white billionaires to jail in America, sadly. But that's, you know, that's how it is. But anyhow, Trump was sitting in the courtroom as they were going through the kind of routine stuff of, you know, bring in the jury pool and let me ask them questions and things like that. And he fell asleep just a few minutes ago. This was Eric Ullebacher reporting to, let's see if it says the network. Oh, this was on X, and courtroom reporter Stuart Bishop. He said, it very much looks like Trump is dozing off right now. And then that was Bishop. And then Uli Ullebacher said, tough to see the screen in the overflow room, but I swear Trump is nodding off at the defense table. His chin just hit his chest, then his head shot back up. We've all been there. So, you know, 34 crimes, or 34 counts, rather. And finally, just, you know, what might be an interesting note, Clarence Thomas, the deciding vote in Shelby County, the deciding vote to gut the Civil Rights Act, the deciding vote in Bush v. Gore. He had been appointed by Bush's father. In 2000, he made George W. Bush president. The deciding vote in Citizens United, which legalized, fully legalized political bribery in the United States. Clarence Thomas did not show up today for the Supreme Court, and he did not notify them that he was not going to be showing up. Didn't say whether he was sick or whatever. A couple sessions ago, 2 years ago, he missed a couple of court sessions because he had an infection. But he's the oldest guy on the court. He's 75 years old. He joined the court in 1991. The neoliberal bullies have controlled the world long enough. This is a fascinating piece by George Monbiot, who I have great admiration for. George is just one of the great writers of our time. And, you know, his stuff shows up on The Guardian a lot. This is published over at Common Dreams. I suspect it was published elsewhere first. But he notes the researchers claim to be surprised by their findings, but is it really so remarkable? A large and impressive study of children's progress into adulthood found that those who display bullying and aggressive behavior at school are more likely to have better jobs and earn more as adults. Now, this does not mean that you want your child to be a school bully, or that good jobs are, you know, only go to people who are bullies. What you find is that bullying actually harms society. A win for bullies is a loss for everyone else in this kind of zero-sum game. And school bullies, as adults, are more likely to abuse alcohol, they're more likely to smoke cigarettes, they're more likely to break the law, and they're more likely to suffer mental health problems in later life. But the point is that 45 years of neoliberalism, ever since Margaret Thatcher in the UK and Donald Trump in the United States, introduced our countries and thus the world to neoliberalism, and now it has been adopted by most democracies around the world in greater or lesser measure. Neoliberalism generates inequality. Inequality creates bullying and basically empowers these people. And with greater disparities in income and status, George Monbiot writes, stress rises, competition sharpens, and the urge to dominate intensifies. In other words, the pathology feeds on itself. And he argues, we should try to build societies in which aggression and dominance are not rewarded. He said, but at every stage of our lives, we're forced into these destructive competitions. Not only are children pressed repeatedly into winnowing contests, but so are schools. And, as always, he says, the competition is organized to enable the wealthy and powerful to win. They're the ones who can give their kids, after-school tutoring, for example, things like that. And he notes, overt bullying is now resurgent in politics around the world. Trump, Putin, Netanyahu, Orban, Milei, down in Argentina, and others, they don't do much to disguise their crude dominance behaviors. Trump stalking Hillary Clinton in the debate. Remember, that was just, bullying. It was pure bullying. You could see the kind of child he was, right? He was the bully when he was sent off to prep school. And the same dynamics operate at the global level. And I would say that what we're looking at right now in Iran and Israel is two bullies, Netanyahu and the mullahs. And what's this leading us to? It's leading us to environmental and political collapse. And that is not a good thing. So I'm with George Monbiot. It's time to say no to bullying. So I also want to get into the voter suppression and whether it can hand the election, the 2024 election to Donald Trump. I'll share that with you on the other side of this break. We did talk about that at some length on Friday with Greg Palast, so I'll be fairly brief and I'll be picking up your phone calls. So stay tuned. We'll be right back as the trial of the century rolls on in its very, very, very initial stages. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, the GOP would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Broadcasting from the largest media studio in the world, South Main Street.
We are Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. If you've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month, tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back and, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards?
The answer coming up.
Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade dog food. And dogs love the flavor. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, absolutely love the taste. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend. Get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. 21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, "Can Voter Suppression Hand the 2024 Election to Donald Trump?" And it's largely based on the information that Greg Palast presented on this program on Friday. So I won't belabor it. I just want to point out, at in some detail, that down in Georgia, they have, Georgia was the first state to allow this. It was SB 202. It allowed mass voter challenges, and so you got these people like Pam Reardon and Alton Sterling. These Republican operatives. Pam Reardon challenged 32,000 votes. Alton Sterling challenged over 4,000 votes. They're getting the list from this group called True the Vote out of Texas, and in most cases. And, fortunately, Pam Reardon's list was blocked. But Alton Sterling's, his 4,000 mostly black people got thrown off the rolls. In fact, one of them was a major general, Gamaliel Turner, who had been assigned to an Air Force base in California, or a military base, I think it was a naval base, actually, in California. And he was still, his legal residence was still in Georgia. He was getting his mail in California, but, he lived in Georgia. And so he was going to absentee vote, and they threw him off the voting rolls. And so Greg invited Alton Sterling, the guy who submitted General Turner's name to be purged and successfully purged him off the voting rolls. He invited Alton Sterling over to Turner's home without telling him that it was the home of a man he'd purged. And then, he said, this Gamaliel Turner, this major general in the military, you wanted him purged because he moved out of state. And Alton Sterling is like, yeah, he moved. And Greg said, let me introduce you to General Turner. And General Turner walks out of the bedroom and introduces himself and blows Mr. Sterling's mind. But this is what's going on. And now we've got five other states, that have adopted this same thing. including Arizona and Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Texas. And I realize Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin now have Democratic governors, and so it's going to be a little harder. But in Texas, they're going to go full tilt boogie on this thing. Now, we do have a law that says that we have a right to vote. The National Voting Registration Act says, this is from the preamble, it says, Congress finds that the right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. I mean, it's right there. Now, if you have a right, government can't take that right away from you without due process. For example, if you own a gun and the government wants to take that gun away from you, the government of the state of Georgia, for example, wants to take your gun away, they have to go to court. They have to get a judge to sign off on it. But if they want to take your vote away, they don't have to do squat. They don't even have to tell you that they took your vote away. So, you know, what I'm calling for here, and I think it's a pretty important call, is for Congress, you know, once the Democrats have Congress back, once they take back the House of Representatives, you know, and that may happen in the next few months, God only knows, but certainly next year if we can prevail in this election. When Democrats have the House, the Senate, and the White House, the first order of business has to be passing legislation, excuse me, that absolutely unambiguously, and I would say the NVRA already does this, but the Supreme Court ignored it. In the 2018 case where John Husted, the Ohio Secretary of State, was sued for purging hundreds of thousands of black voters in Cincinnati and Cleveland off the Ohio voting rolls, in that case, the Sam Alito, who wrote the decision, said he identified the National Voting Rights Act and said, or Voting Registration Act, excuse me, and said that this doesn't apply. Now, that's, you know, the opinion of the majority of the Supreme Court, and it was a pure Republican majority. There wasn't a single Democrat on the court who went along with that. It was a 5-4 decision. But that, you know, that. And similarly, in the Shelby County case, the five Republicans on the who were then on the court said, you know, there's no racism anymore. Look, we got a black president here. So therefore, you know, the race problem is solved and we can let these states that used to be required to have preclearance before they purged black people from the voting rolls to just go ahead and purge all the black people they want. And they're doing it. They're absolutely doing it. You know, Joe Biden won Wisconsin by what, you know, 10 and 20,000 votes. He won Georgia by 11,800 votes, I think it was, or whatever Donald Trump was begging for. He won Michigan by a relatively slim majority. Actually, the majority by which he won in the three primary swing states that would have determine the election was 44,000 votes. And Republicans so far in those states have purged several hundred thousand black voters off the voting rolls in anticipation of the 2024 election. So this election is going to be hard fought, it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be tighter than we ever imagined. The deciding factor could be women, but again, because Georgia just passed a law that you can't register to vote unless the name on your birth certificate is the same as your driver's license, married women are in big trouble.
Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Because, you know, most married women have a birth certificate that has a different name. 90% of married women took their husband's name at marriage.
You're home for the Devils and the Mayor in the morning. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming medical care for minors, even if their parents are okay with it.
Under the Idaho law, doctors who provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-affirming care to people under 18 could get up to 10 years in prison. Liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote the Supreme Court shouldn't have gotten involved. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch disagreed, calling the lower court's decision they reversed overly broad.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The Federal Bureau of Prisons announced it will close FCI Dublin in California, despite attempts to reform the prison after revelations of rampant staff-on-inmate sex abuse. FCI Dublin is known as the Rape Club. ABC News got its hands on a letter the White House sent to House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, declining the invitation of Comer for the president to testify before that committee. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam-containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything. And they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely
you
not. Absolutely
you would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A partly cloudy sky to take us through the overnight as lows bottom out in the lower 40s. We'll have a light east breeze. On Tuesday, we'll see more clouds, upper 50s for highs, east winds gusting over 30 miles per hour, some showers in the late afternoon, showers and storms Tuesday night, currently 49 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, many other brands anyway, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not, by the way, one of those fresh dog foods that take up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. Has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Can voter suppression hand the 2024 election to Trump? I posted this over at Daily Kos this morning, too, although you may have to scroll down the page a ways to find it. So what's on your mind today? Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, with the trial going on, my first concern is that he'll just tell his little minions, once the jury gets picked, go out and just let them know, you know, something can happen if you don't vote the right way, or well, you might not get that bribe that you want.
Yeah, the biggest fear is that you know, among the jurors, there are Trump supporters who will lie to get on the jury to hang this thing up, because one... In a criminal case, one single juror can hang the whole thing. And then there's basically no penalty for that. You know, afterward, they could confess to it and write a book and make a fortune and be the favorite guest at the White House if Trump becomes president. You know, it's...
So a jury trial doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, it does mean something, but there is this risk. There is a very real risk.
Yeah. Well, on December 7th, 1941, I would say 99.9% of this country was anti-fascist.
Right.
And their descendants, like me, are still anti-fascist. And he's the biggest fascist I've ever seen.
Yeah. And now it's only about 2/3 of us who are anti-fascist, which is shocking, Sandra.
Yeah.
You know, my father, when he's still alive, would be astonished. Sandra, thank you so much for the call. Spot on. Amen. Thank you. Tony in Puyallup, Washington. Hey, Tony. Thanks for listening to KNKS. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, I just wanted to tell you what I'm going to be doing here after the election thing gets full force after the Labor Day or Memorial Day, whatever it is. I'm going to volunteer to sit with the table and sign people up to vote. Mm-hmm. And what I've done is, I think about a year after Biden was in office, it was about a year, I went to the library and I said, can you please print out everything that President Biden has done? And they printed it out for me, and it was like 7.5 pages long.
Wow.
And there were 33 items on every single page.
Wow.
And it was filled with things like eliminated all Medicaid work requirements, eliminated regulation that allows states to privatize their exchanges, you know, $10 billion for homeowner relief, one-year child independent care credit. And it goes on and on. It just goes on and on and on. So before I do this with the table for voter registration, I'm going to go to the library and get everything that Biden has done for the rest of, because this is only the first year and we're 7.5 pages long. I'm going to get the rest of them and also print out what Trump did and have them there, maybe two or three sets of pamphlets for people to look at. I'm not thinking I will convince any Trump supporters. Sadly, my own daughter is one, and I've not been able to convince her. But maybe that's people that are not sure would look at this and say, oh, my God, you know, what a difference. You can look at it right there in black and white, and you can get it printed up. Either if you have a home printer at home, you can do it with your own computer and your printer, or if you don't have a printer, or even if you don't have a computer, you can go to the library and get it
done. What's the website where you found this?
I don't know. It's just year one, what Biden has done, mega thread, what Biden has done.
How do you spell it?
Mega thread, M-E-G-A, and then thread, T-H-R-E-A-D. Year one, what Biden has done, mega thread.
Okay. All right. Something to plug into a search engine. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Good luck. And good on you for registering people to vote. There's no more important work right now. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Cool. So I just have this, I mean, at the risk of sounding ignorant, of course, I'm curious as to what does Putin want in terms of why is he doing this with Ukraine?
Oh, he's said that. He gave a two-hour speech about 5 months ago in which he said that, you know, greater Russia started in Kyiv 700 years ago or 900 years ago, I forget which. I think it was 940 years ago, in fact. And by the way, it was started by Scandinavians, by Swedes and Norwegians. But the Vikings. But, you know, his argument is that Ukraine has no claim to be an independent nation. The Ukraine is part of Greater Russia. Now, at that time, Kyiv was being, you know, Kyiv goes back to about 1600 years ago, but it became a major, you know, the major hub of the Russian Empire 940 years ago. And at that time, Moscow was just a little farming village. And so, you know, it's his argument is that Ukraine isn't actually an independent country. I mean, you know, if you want to make that argument, fine. I mean, you could argue that, you know, America or Central America is part of the Aztec Empire or something.
Right. So we should go back to expanding and invading Mexico, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. Or Mexico could claim, you know, Texas and California used to be part of Mexico. And they did.
Right. That's
Arizona,
ridiculous.
New Mexico. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But that's his argument.
So it's just sheer expansionist ideology.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And he's trying to put the band back together. You know, he's trying to recreate the greater Soviet Union, and he doesn't just want Ukraine.
Right,
he's made
that.
This clear.
Right.
He wants Moldova.
Right, I've heard that argument.
He wants Poland. He wants Czechoslovakia back. He wants Hungary back. He's already mostly got Hungary back, although the Hungarians are starting to revolt. He wants Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. He wants all those countries that are on his eastern border or contiguous with countries on his eastern border, contiguous with Ukraine. He wants them all back. And, you know, he's willing to kill. I mean, he's killed hundreds of thousands of people just to get what he's gotten in Ukraine so far. And he's abducted over 100,000 Ukrainian children and trafficked them
right.
into Russia, which is the world's second largest producer of child pornography. It's not even illegal in Russia to possess child pornography. And he's kidnapped over 100,000 Ukrainian children and sold them in Russia. I mean, this is just, you know, evil on a scale that is difficult to imagine. Brandon, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. You're
right.
Good question. Thank you. Noah in Muncie, Indiana. Hey, Noah, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, just fine.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call. I'm darkly yours, as always. I would love to comment on the court proceedings, but I don't want to be droll. It's just going to follow the procedure and a lot of legalities.
It's going to be an interesting trial, but I think the blow-by-blow is going to be largely boring. We'll see.
My comment for today was, it's more about the election. What do a traditionalist conservative, a trans influencer, and a Satanist anarchist have in common? And all of them have the answer to that, I will say, is that they're all influential people that I know personally and I'm quite good friends with, and they've all said they're voting for RFK.
Yikes.
Which, to me, is just a short script for really another freaking Kennedy right now.
Yeah, well, not just that. It's a vote for Donald Trump. And RFK, you know, one of the leaders of his campaign came out and said it just 2 weeks ago. She's been fired now, but she was unambiguous. You know, a vote for Bobby Kennedy is a vote for Donald Trump.
And I just cannot get that message across. And I'm speaking from a millennial perspective. I know a lot of the audience here are my elders that I respect and I enjoy learning from. But that's just kind of where I'm at right now politically, is I don't see the argument for RFK and this hatred of Democrats that supersedes the real and present threat of the MAGA movement.
Well, the Russian trolls are pushing RFK right now really hard on social media. So, you know, that may have something to do with it. They, you know, in the 2016 and 2020 elections, the Russian trolls mostly targeted black people. That was more than 80% of their efforts. Now they're targeting the alternative health movement, the kind of new age health movement, and the vegetarians. You know, they're coming after those folks, the Russian trolls. And you know, I've heard that they're trying to influence the gay movement, but I'm skeptical that they'll have much impact there. But you said, you know, a trans influencer, that's pretty bad. No, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Geez, 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you, picking up your calls.
Your home for the Devil's Advocate. The Mayor in the Morning. Weekday afternoons weekdays from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one
one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit card rates, loans that make it impossible to pay off your debt. There is a new way out of the debt trap, though, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. They can stop those threatening phone calls and do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Seriously, zap my debt. ZAPMYDEBT.com. Zapmydebt.com to reach Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's zapmydebt.com. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I actually called about the jury selection process because, as I've mentioned before, I'm an attorney. But if you don't mind, I would like to diverge just quickly regarding the election, the voter suppression.
Sure.
Because I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I've been calling into your show just about every month to sound the alarm about this very same thing. And I was so glad that you had, Greg
Palace.
Last weekend.
Yeah,
Greg
Friday.
Palace. Thank you. Just a reminder, if you've got to prove, especially for women, if you've got to prove your nationality and with a birth certificate and you need proof of the name difference, that's going to generally involve your marriage certificate because it will usually have a space on it that says bride's name after marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware that there are some states, such as South Carolina, that does not change your name as part of the marriage process.
Wow.
And so your marriage license will not have that change. And women who were married in South Carolina, but who were nonetheless residents of Georgia or of another state that is checking, you know, mm-hmm. doing these name checks as a part of voting, they will need to either get remarried in the state that does change your name, or they'll have to go to court to file a petition for a name change.
And this all assumes that you can even find your marriage certificate.
Exactly. So I'm going to sound the alarm yet again, like I do once a month. Make sure you have your birth certificate, passport, marriage certificate or divorce decree if your name changes part of that, because those are going to be part of verifying who you are if you get challenged by one of these nut jobs.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Regarding the jury selection, in most states, there are what's called peremptory strikes. Peremptory strikes are, I just don't get a good feeling about this person. And there's a limit to the number of those.
Right.
If there is a reason for cause to reject a juror, they say something like, you know, I don't believe he's guilty. I believe this is just a show trial. Or they say something that clearly indicates that they are unlikely to be able to regard just the evidence presented and make a determination based on the jury instructions that the judge delivers, then that would be a strike for cause. The other thing, and strikes for cause, they don't have a limit because essentially is there is a reason not to put this person on the jury that's not just I don't get a good feeling about
right.
them. And then there's something called a Batson challenge. And a Batson challenge, either side can file, can make a Batson motion to the court to say, I believe that the other side is making their jury selections on the basis of an improper purpose. I believe that they're striking all black people. I believe that they're striking predominantly women. I believe, and so based on a Batson challenge, the other side will have to present to the judge the reasons why they chose the jurors to strike that they chose.
Is that spelled B-A-T-S-O-N? Is it named after somebody?
That is correct. Yes, it is. It's a court case. Yeah, okay. It's based on a court case.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the basis of a Batson challenge, because I've had this happen to me,
mm-hmm.
if there was a successful Batson challenge, the whole jury pool gets put back and you start over again.
Really?
Batson challenges, if you lose them, they do nothing but hack off the jury because they've been sitting there for hours waiting mm-hmm. to determine whether or not they're being selected or being let go so they can go about their life.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. There's an art to jury selection because what they're looking at, what you've got to kind of game out, and I'm sorry to use the word game, but what you've got to game out is it worth striking juror, let's say, number 5 as a peremptory, right? Just because you don't get a good feeling about them
mm-hmm.
when the juror that you really need to strike is number 25 because you know that that person, you don't get a good feeling about them. They haven't said anything to be stricken for cause, but you know that the other side is going to want that person.
Mm.
So you have to game out who are they likely to strike and who is it worth me holding off on my peremptory strikes to get rid of.
Right. So how do you...
that's why there are jury consultants.
You know, as somebody who's done this and an attorney mm-hmm. down there in Atlanta, I realize you may or may not be familiar with New York law, but how do you expect this jury selection to go in New York and how long do you expect it to take?
I would be surprised if jury selection is completed this week.
Really?
I wouldn't be, it to me, I'm looking, I would hazard like 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
Because they're going to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
They're going to ask a lot of follow-up questions. And let me say this, when you have a juror who says something that is close to being worth striking for cause,
mm-hmm.
you'll have the other side come back and try to rehabilitate them with follow-up questions. So those follow-up questions may be, I heard you say that you believe that this defendant is guilty. Are you saying that you can't follow the law when the judge tells you to? Are you saying you wouldn't follow the law? And that's how you try to rehabilitate them. Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you don't.
Fascinating. So we may be in for several kind of boring weeks, essentially, as
yeah.
the jury selection process goes on before we hear from Stormy Daniels, which is when it's going to get exciting. Marie, thank you so much for the information. I always value your calls. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The first day of jury selection for Donald Trump.